The Kalinga country was conquered by the king, beloved of the gods, in the 8th year of his reign. 150,000 persons were carried away captive, 100,000 were slain, and many times that number died. Immediately after the Kalingas had been conquered, the king became intensely devoted to the study of Dharma. The beloved of the gods, conqueror of the Kalingas, is moved to remorse now, for he has felt profound sorrow and regret because of the conquest of a people previously unconquered involved slaughter, death, and deportation.
From now on, Ashoka sets out to redeem himself, to reach out to his people. And to do so, he writes his edict not in Sanskrit, the official language of the state, but in local dialect, depending on where they're placed, and in everyday speech, as spoken by the people.
With his conversion, Ashoka renounced war as an instrument of state policy, and adopted human benevolence as the solution to the world's problems. But while he was inspired by the teachings of Buddha, and his son was in fact the first Buddhist missionary to Sri Lanka, he didn't impose Buddhism on his empire. Ashoka's state was in a very particular sense a secular one.
Now secularism, that's a very big thing.
Nobel Prize-winning Indian economist Amartya Sen.